Lloyd Radio Moments.
No matter how hard you plan your launch day, things do go wrong. Metro had the tape at the wrong speed. Piccadilly's first song wowed in.
I love the colourful clothes you wear.
Pen 9 got the wrong report on that first bulletin.
I'm sorry, we had the wrong cart there. That was Bob Scully, who's the British Steel Corporation's chief executive, explaining why the blast furnacemen are going to arbitration.
Plymouth Sound couldn't track down the first baby born on launch day.
Oh, dear, well, never mind. These things are bound to happen. That's what the first day is all about. We will not worry about it. The time on Plymouth Sound is now...
And then this week in 74...
Well, it seems these little things are sent to try us slightly on the very first morning of a new radio station, but what we would like to say most certainly is that, above all, Radio Hallam is a nice friend to have.
The launch of Radio Hallam this week, 42 years ago. The 90s should have been a great time to run a bright, young music radio brand across the UK, but for Matthew Bannister, life at Radio 1 was to prove a little more challenging. He began his duties this week in 1993. He was determined.
Well, of course, there is a lot of competition coming along for Radio 1, and we must be aware of that. But my main aim is to maintain this radio station with 18 million listeners a week as the most popular pop and rock music station in the UK. And we need to go forward. We need to maintain its commitment to new ideas, to new talent, and we need to take that forward with the listeners. As long as Radio 1 continues to focus on the best ideas, the most exciting programmes, the new talent, the new music, then Radio 1 has got a fantastic future as a major cornerstone of the BBC.
Matthew Bannister, who sat at his Radio 1 desk for the first time this week 23 years ago. And Matthew reminded me recently, actually, that he kept more presenters than people think he did, including this one, who'd hosted his first Radio 1 show this week in 67.
One of the most incredibly beautiful records, I think. Top Gear will be bringing you all the best artists and the nicest sounds around. But that is one of the nicest you'll ever hear. By Nirvana, it's called Pentecost Hotel.
And here, live from the Top Gear studio, the Pink Floyd and a song called Set the Controls. Are the controls set? Someone's nodding in the other room. It means they are, so I guess we're all right.
Yes, we were all right. The voice of Peter Drummond appearing there with John Peel on John's first show on Radio 1. It was called Top Gear. And this week, 21 years ago, John hosted his first Saturday morning programme on Radio 4. It was then called Offspring, later evolving into Home Truths. Here's a biggie. Woman's Hour is 70 this week. The first presenter was a bloke. He lasted 3 months. Norman Collins was controller of the Light programme, which is where Woman's Hour lived back then. He explained to Marjorie Anderson what it was all about.
I always visualised the poor, wretched housewife, her morale probably at the lowest, round about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, when she had washing up and lunch to do. And, of course, one of the great advantages of radio, as against television, is that you can do other things and listen at the same time. And I thought it would be pleasant idea if we arranged for a programme, roughly an hour, in which there wouldn't be simply an endless succession of light music, but we would have speakers talking on those topics which would be of interest to intelligent women. And the whole thing I want to emphasise here is the intelligence of the woman, because I really do think that you'll find a large number of programmes in which intelligence of the listener as a whole is underrated, and for some reason or other, particularly, the intelligence of the woman is underrated.
A huge happy birthday to the famous Woman's Hour, that programme of roughly an hour. It's changed channels and timing, but it's still there, 70 years on. For a time, GWR was the group owning more stations than anyone else, forging ahead with consolidation with enviable efficiency. The GWR name was born this week, 31 years ago.
You know all these people who've stayed tuned to this frequency?
Yep, through thick and thin.
What can we do to thank them?
How about giving them radio 24 hours a day?
Hey, yeah, they'd really like that. After all, life goes on 24 hours a day. Why can't radio?
Well, it means we could give them even more of what they want to hear.
What? More local and national news?
Yeah.
More local people talking about themselves?
Right.
More community involvement?
Don't you just love the questioning tone from those voiceovers? What? You mean exactly what you've just said? Yes, I do. The early breaths for GWR, which began this week in 85 as Wiltshire Radio and Radio West came together. And the year before that, commercial radio arrived in Kent.
Good morning, I'm Colin Maitland, and on behalf of everyone at Invictus Sound, I welcome you to another day's broadcasting. You can hear Invictus Sound on 603 and 1242 kilohertz in the medium wave and in VHF stereo. You can hear Invictus right throughout Kent, and we hope that you'll stay with us throughout the day and indeed throughout the week. I'll be back with Daybreak after the news.
Hello, Invicta, this week in 1984. It's now Heart. And that same year, what's this?
And whilst lots of radio stations try to be local, we feel that to produce that distinctive local flavour isn't just a question of doing local news and phone-ins. If something is worth saying, we'll say it. We'll be both responsive and responsible, but we won't patronise and we won't be too parochial.
Good morning, my name is Nick Risby. Welcome to the brand new sound of Radio Broadland.
Do you know, I can still remember every single word of that opening link. It was scripted for me, and the amount of times we had to rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it. Mike Stewart, who was our program controller, and I'm sure all the other guys will agree, taught us all just so much about broadcasting.
Radio Broadland launching from Norwich this week in 84. Desert Island Discs is said to be the longest-running factual programme on radio, and this week we celebrate Kirsty Young's 10th anniversary as programme host.
My castaway this week is artist and writer Quentin Blake. For more than 50 years, his work as an illustrator has brought to life the characters and fantastical happenings in some of our most treasured children's books. His style is, in itself, almost a definition of childhood.
Congratulations to Kirsty Young on 10 excellent years on an evolving Desert Island Discs programme. She's some way to go, though, to Roy Plumley's record. He presented it for more than 40 years. Peter Allen is much loved on 5 Live, and this week, 2 years ago, he said goodbye to his last drive after 16 years.
Good evening, 6 o'clock, welcome to Drive with Caroline Barker and Peter Allen. I'm in Datchet in Berkshire, where the floodwaters have... I do apologise. I'm going to have to ask you to take this over, Caroline. I've lost my script.
No, trying situation, of course, in Datchet...
We're going to talk now about sewer strumming.
Pardon?
Something like that, anyway. I was told to roll the R's. It's just the way I walk. Sorry.
Farewell, Peter Allen from 5 Live Drive this week in 2014. So, with Kenny Everett's first show on Radio 2 35 years ago...
She's responsible for two-thirds of the consumption of milk in the United States and cycles everywhere throughout Hollywood on a bicycle.
The launch of Real Radio in South Wales 16 years ago...
This station is above all about real music.
BBC London 94.9 becoming Radio London this week last year.
And from today, we're again known by the name we launched under on the 6th of October 1970.
And BBC 7 changing its name to BBC Radio 7, 8 years ago.
BBC Radio 7.
Those are this week's Radio Moments.
David Lloyd's
Radio Moments.